from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
Hey. He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh. And he's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
And I'm not going to hold the players accountable.
Together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
I tell you what you got?
We got action.
We do.
We got action in the Bay.
Pop, pop.
I'll just start out with what they call a lead. Brian Windhorst, ESPN, reporting the Warriors. They want in on Paul George in a big way, and they're even prepared, Guru, to max him out for 4 years.
And my heart just quivered because you have to do something. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over, expecting different results. Write that down. And I'm just excited if they pull something off like this to see if it works. And what really just melts my heart is the fact that they're really doing this because they know Steph and Dre and Steve Kerr got a few more years left at this thing, Stoney, and I'm not mad. If they pull this off and it's PG-13, your boy's all in, and it'll be the easiest basketball he's ever played.
Who?
Paul George.
Oh, yeah, it'll be easier than with Kawhi Leonard. Okay.
Yeah,
Here's Brian Windhorst. Just so you guys can hear it for yourself.
Paul George, frankly, wants 4 years. He wants a full-out max. And there are a number of teams out there, I am told, that are prepared to give it to him, who are prepared to trade for him. One of those teams, potentially, is up the coast in Golden State. Golden State is big fish hunting. Remember, last trade deadline, they put a call in about LeBron James. They are sniffing around big deals. If Paul George is willing to leave, they would like to be an option for him. But any of these places that Paul would need to go via trade would have to get worked out with the Clippers and would have to get worked out by Saturday. The Clippers, I think, are in a position where they kind of want to call Paul's bluff,
yeah,
that he would actually want to leave his hometown of L.A. So that's one of the most interesting things to watch in terms of stare downs between now and this weekend.
Wow.
What do you think, Goo?
Man, Paul George was on his podcast, I believe a week ago or a few days ago, and he said, you know, it's not just about winning. He wants to go and play a great brand of basketball. So we'll see. And I'm telling you, Stoney, the Warriors, if they run it back, I'm going to be excited either way. But I'll be hella excited if somehow they can add the quality of PG-13 to go with Steph. And PG-13, at his age, Stoney, can still play D, can do a lot of things, man. So let's see, because everything around the league is popping off. You're watching the Knicks do what they do and all these other moves. Why not us? Shout out Kendrick. Not like us, but why not us?
Look, you guys know the deal. 888-957-9570 is the number. This looks like it has legs. Windhorse, as far as I'm concerned, is the real deal. But there's somebody else, too, that's reporting similar things, and that's Mark Stein, formerly of the Dallas Morning News. Mark Stein says that the Warriors are also in on Paul George, that they may be a player for Paul George. All right, Paul George, 34 years old.
He's too old.
No, I can hear him saying it now.
If this is the way they're going to go, this is the way they're going to go. I have this written down, Goo. Of Jimmy Butler, these are the guys we've been talking about. Of Jimmy Butler, Paul George, and Kevin Durant, let's say. Hell, I'll throw DeRozan in there because he's 35.
Right. DeMar.
Which one would you want out of those four?
Number one would be Kevin Durant. And it's Kevin Durant because they have rapport. They've done it. I think he could hit the ground running. I'll leave that there. And then number two would be Jimmy Butler for the mentals, assuming health. And I'm assuming health on all of them. And three would be PG-13, Steiny. And he wouldn't come here being a one. That one is still Steph and what he brings and the focus that the defense would have to, you know, use on him. And PG could eat from what he does, and then with Draymond Green being able to facilitate. So that would be my order. But either one of these guys gets me excited and aroused. So I'm ready. I'm ready, Stani. I'm ready for some basketball whoopee.
Well, I'm
give it to me now.
I mean, I'm not gung-ho on an older guy.
Boy.
But if you're going to... If you're going to give me an older guy, I would... I like Paul George among these names. I do.
Man, you think it could happen?
It feels like it's possible.
So when do we find out about CP3 and that component of if they're going to – is that Friday?
If they don't push the deadline back, it's Friday.
Okay. If they don't push it back, we'll find out by Friday.
Correct.
All right. Shout out Q.
Paul George, ladies and gentlemen, has missed 36% of his games the last 5 years. The last 5 years, he's missed 34, 28, 51, 26. Last year, he played 74 games.
Okay, I like that. That's the most recent.
That scares me.
Yeah. Everything really scares you, though, not if you're over 34.
No, young player. Yes, you're right. Yeah. It does.
I'm scared of Willard.
In this day and age, it absolutely does. But
Willard and Diaz from Chase today.
That's a good call. Yep. So the other thing, if the Warriors if they were to acquire Paul George, I don't know what it would mean for Jonathan Kuminga, because I don't see how they, in theory, I guess they could pay Paul George 50 plus million and then extend Kuminga this year, but then they're going to have to do something next year. Because I don't see how they can have 225. I mean,
but what if you just deal with that next year? But I hear you.
Well, it's not like football, like the 49ers. Yeah. I feel like I guess if you get Paul George in here, you may have to do something with Wiggins. Obviously, that's going to impact the Kuminga extension or not. I gotta believe Clay's done. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they can put this thing together somehow. I don't know. But the centerpiece is Paul George.
Well, how could Clay start if Paul George was a Warrior? Like, if I believe Clay, his role is a big part of this too. And that equals his ego. I don't think there's a scenario, Stani, to where the Warriors would bring in PG-13 and Clay be able to start. Now, Clay might be like, "Goo, what are you talking about? As long as they give me the right amount of money, I'm here." But Stani, if they get PG-13, I'm assuming Clay's gone.
Yeah, I would too, but I kind of think Clay's gone anyway. But couldn't you just, in theory, if you move Wiggins, just have Steph, Clay, Paul George, Draymond, and
TJD,
and somebody else? Yeah.
So is there a scenario in your mind right now as you have your lovely golf Wednesday sweater on? Could they get Paul George and keep Kuminga?
I don't see how long-term. Now, if they extend Kuminga this offseason, And he makes
that would be idea.
And he makes 30-plus million. The 30-plus doesn't kick in next year. It kicks in the year after.
Wow.
But, I mean, are they really going to have Steph at 55, Paul George at 55, Wiggins at 25, Draymond at 25, Kuminga at 30?
No, they're not.
They can't do that. 888-957-9570 is the number. Here's the other thing. If you get Paul George and you're looking at what the Knicks did yesterday, Knicks got Mikal Bridges, another guy who was coveted. Everybody would have loved to see Mikal Bridges on the Warriors. There's no doubt. What a fit he would have been. Would you give up four unprotected picks for Mikal Bridges? Because that's what it took to get him. Four unprotected first round picks. I mean, I guess you would say, well, if the Knicks can do it, we can do it. I don't know.
You know me, Steiny.
Yeah, I'm out.
I want what I want, and to hell, tomorrow's not promised.
There's a difference between the Knicks and the Warriors,
no doubt.
Though,
and they've been stacking. They got picks still, too.
Well, the Knicks are younger.
Yeah.
I mean, they're a younger team.
888-957-9570
is the number. The NBA draft is today, the first round. Warriors do not have a pick. That'll come tomorrow at 52, unless, of course, they jump in to the first round. Who knows? 888-957-9570 is the number. Paul George is in the Warriors' crosshairs. Do you like it? Do you like it? 888-957-9570. Let's go to Eric. Eric's in Oakland. What's up, Eric? How you doing, man?
Yo, what's up, 95.7 the game, Guru Steiny?
Yeah.
What up, baby?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we out here, man. We out here. Look, man, I'm saying no to trading for Paul George.
Oh.
Why are we trading our guys that we drafted that won championships for a high-priced free agent, though? You know what I mean? There's other free agents out there that they could bring in that will help the squad. Like a Nick Claxton. They need a bully to go alongside Draymond so we can start beating some of these squads up, like Denver and Minnesota, who got an element of softness to them. And when you look at the Warriors roster currently and you look at some of the teams that were in the playoffs this year, you go, man, they could still man up on these boys and win one. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And Paul George is not a great outside shooter. He can drive to the bucket and get you some easy points. However, we got guys that could do that already. Let our youngsters do that, man. You keep every guy that you drafted that brought you a championship. Man, these Warriors were bottom feeders before these guys came along. And I'm going to emphasize this. I'm going to continue to emphasize this. You bring all big three back. Dre, Clay, Steph, until the wheels fall off. You understand me? And, yeah.
Let me leave you with this. Let me leave you with this. I don't know what you got planned today. I hear you. I love the energy. But turn on the play-in game against Sacramento. That will change your mind. I keep watching it. So everything you're saying, it didn't manifest. It's something's wrong. We don't have a Paul George.
Well, you go get Nick Claxton, man. You get some guys down low that can play bully ball along with Draymond and our guards.
I don't know if you caught the great. I need to quit doing that. CJ McCollum. Well, he was on Get Up this morning.
This is what, I have the sound.
So I'm asking the great Rich Mitchin.
So you,
Evan,
if you have,
since I've been back,
yeah, if you know that we have the sound, we can just play CJ McCollum, or you can try to interpret what he said
real.
That we have in our.
I admit I'm Robin and Pittman, I like that.
What does that mean?
I don't call the plays, and when you were gone for a week, I didn't know we had that sound.
Oh,
That's on me. Yeah, I didn't know we had that. A source just texted me saying, "I won't blow the You just play it.
I tell you what, we could have a fun time. Why don't you tell everybody what you think CJ McCollum said?
Okay, somebody in the NBA just texted me that he said if the Warriors pull this off, this would be the biggest move of free agency thus far.
All right, let's see if that's what CJ McCollum said. Where was this, by the way?
Get up.
Get up.
Yeah.
Get up. Stand up. Stand up for your right. You don't even know who that is.
Bob Marley. I'm
talking,
nice.
His talking name's to Robert. Evan. All right, CJ McCollum. Last I checked, he was still in the league, but he's commenting.
He has to decide what matters most.
Paul George.
Does he want to be in L.A.? He's from there. I know the family dynamics of being closer to home, what that means. Does he want to continue to play alongside Kawhi and bet on health? Obviously, James probably coming back as well. Does he want to explore living on the East Coast? Yeah. You know, I've been in New York a little while. It's nice here. It's nice outside of New York and some of the surrounding cities. Does he want to explore that? Does he want to explore seeing what happens with Clay, whether he leaves or stays? So I think he has to kind of figure out what his priorities are and who he wants to kind of play alongside as he gets closer to the latter part of his
career. Can I ask you something? If it's winning, if it's about winning, it would be where?
To the Bay. Him, Steph, Dre, together.
You like that better than Maxie, him, and Joel?
Well, the health. We talk about
okay,
health.
Okay.
Wow. Funny, he's talking about Joel Embiid's health.
Man.
What about Paul George's health?
I guess 74 games last year.
Man.
Recency bias. He said the Bay, Steiny. Man, if I'm Dre and Steph, Steiny, and we've done this before, last year was bad. I just, again, this is no slight to any of the young players that might be included in this package to get Paul George, but that's the way that it looks like the Warriors are going to go to get that. Yeah, we know they're older, Steiny, but they can bring immediate impact, and we'd rather go that route than waiting for the eggs to hatch and our guys then being really older.
Yeah, I mean, I to me, the only thing I disagree with is the premise that if you get Paul George, you automatically have action again.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be different, and he's a hell of a player, and it could work, but are they just Paul George away? And then the question is, it's easy to say you want Paul George, but what does it – I guess the question I have to Warrior fans, too, is does it really, if you can get Paul George, does it really matter who you're giving up? I mean, I got to believe that it's going to be tough to keep Kuminga
if you get Paul George. You would think.
Now, I understand that maybe there's some wiggle room because you could extend Kuminga and it doesn't kick in until next year. But what if you pull a 49ers with Jonathan Kuminga? And you just say, hey, Jonathan, you're not getting extended this year. We're going to play it out, and next year, you're still restricted.
Oh, man.
So we could match any salary. That might be the way to go with Kuminga if you can get Paul George in here.
But I don't think you'll get the best Kuminga with that, Steiny.
What's that?
Kind of sticking it to him.
I know. That would have to be something that you take into consideration. 888-957-9570 is the number. Paul George. Warriors have interest in Paul George. There's some veterans out there. Jimmy Butler.
I'm excited.
Apparently he's going to be traded.
Man.
Kevin Durant.
KD.
According to Stephen A. Smith, the Suns are going to trade Kevin Durant. I just threw DeMar DeRozan in there. He's also a free agent. 888-957-9570. Are you liking what you're sniffing here with the Warriors in the direction that they look like they'd like to go in?
Yes. You know I am, Steiny. We'll be out at Chase after Willard and Dibs are out there today, the second part of the draft. This is what I'm talking about. This is poker. Kenny Rogers, Steiny, the gambler, all in. Let's go. May not work, but you feel it. You think it could. And what you just said about action, Steiny, the reality is this team didn't even qualify for the offs.
Exactly. Exactly. Let's go to Mac. Mac Zach.
Oh.
Mac Zach in Oakland. What's up, Mac Zach? How you doing, man? Mac Zach in Oakland. Mac Zach is
Mac,
in Oakland.
Mac,
what's
baby
up, Mac Zach? How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. Thanks for taking my call,
sure,
fellas. I heard something interesting this morning on First Take. I don't know if it just slipped through the cracks or whatever, but what would the team acquiring Hartenstein and how and who would you give up in order to get him from New York?
Well, I got to look at New York's got to be figuring some stuff out. Anunoby opted out, so he's a free agent.
But they still
I'm
got
sure
interest trying
wanna,
to make it happen.
I'm
yeah
sure, and they got to pay Hartenstein too. So I don't know.
But
what
don't
kind
we have
of
our Hartenstein with TJD? I know he's not this tall, but you know what I mean? Like, What's not to like about the center position for the Warriors right now with TJD and Looney as the backup?
Well, Hartenstein's better, I would think, than TJD. Maybe not down the line. But, I mean, the other thing is if you get Paul George, maybe you actually try to get older in other spots right. because it's going to be your last chance or one of your last chances. I'll tell you what is – I mean, hey, listen, you think about it. The Warriors, are they really going to acquire Paul George?
Oh, boy.
And max him out for 4 years? Wow.
I think
he's
this, 30, yeah.
He's almost 35. Hold on, let me see. Yeah. Let me look here.
He'd be 38.
He just turned 34.
He just turned 34.
Right. So he'd be mad.
So he'll be 38. That is scary as hell.
But, Stoney, you keep looking at these athletes like they're fat and big boned. Like,
no, I'm looking at he's missed one out of every three games in the past 5 years. Right. And you know what? It's funny. I know you're going to say I'm just saying this. I don't like the fact that he played 74 games last year.
I was going to say, well, what if it was 64 this year? You probably 65, you call that a win. Like, well, if you could build something.
Then what about the next year? And the next year?
You can't get that satisfaction in life now,
Stoney. No, but you better be damn well prepared if you're going to pay Paul George for 4 years. I mean.
Yeah, I hear you. I got you.
Well, and he gets hurt
with Draymond. It's the same with Draymond Green when you gave him four. That was
exactly.
A risk. Yeah.
But don't you get it? If you're signing these guys to long-term contracts and they're old,
yeah,
it's like the risk is significantly greater that something could happen. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Saul. Saul is in Walnut Creek. Hey, Saul, how you doing?
Guys, I'm doing well. Listening to your show, driving to the airport right now, but I'm thinking you guys are talking a lot about the contracts, you know, a year, 2 years from now with Paul George and Kuminga, but I think the fact of the matter is that, you know, once the current roster just does not work, okay? Ooh. Once Steph is gone, we need to be honest, with ourselves as Warriors fans.
Okay.
But 2 years from now, this Warriors team is done. Once Steph is no longer playing at that level, they won't be competing for championships. They won't be a contender. And we need to stop with this two-timeline, you know, crap that the front office is doing. And it's what's screwed this team the last few years. And we're lucky we got a ship in 2022. You know, the Warriors have two choices. They can try to, you know, contend with Steph, or they need to start over.
Right.
And I don't I don't think that, you know, currently they have all these young guys, you know, a lot of potential who don't, but the thing is they don't have, the older guys aren't good enough to, like, carry, you know.
Yeah, I know.
The Celtics essentially, yeah, you know.
The Warriors core right now is not good enough to carry the young guys where they're at their exactly. career, and the young guys aren't ready yet to carry a yeah. big part of the mantle, right?
So the Warriors have to sell. They have to sell the farm. I'd say sell everything if you can keep Kuminga. Kuminga's the only one I'd say.
Gotcha.
The only young guy with star potential. You know, Pods is really good. I don't think he could be like an all NBA caliber player. I think Kuminga is the only one in that group who has that type of skill. So I'd say sell the farm if you can get a star alongside Steph. And I'd worry about the contract stuff later. I think we need to realize that once Steph is done, the Warriors.
All right. Thanks, all. You're breaking
have
up
a nice
anyway.
Trip. I'll say this, Donnie. You and Evan, tell me what you think and the listeners. I think the Warriors need Paul George more than Paul George needs the Warriors, and that's why they would extend him. Like, they're going all in because they know and they see the handwriting on the wall, and you guys just said it so eloquently in regard to where the youngsters and where the OGs are at. Steiny, I feel like the Warriors – unlike the Giants, need to go big game hunting and not a overpay, but do some things to make you scratch your head, and extending Paul George would be one of them. But in the meantime, on the court, I think you get back into the field. You get back into the race.
888-957-9570 is the number. Couple texts on the Xfinity Mobile text line. You would jump in there. 888-957-9570. Also, that's the phone number if you want to chat us up. 650, stop talking about Trace Jackson Davis like he's that. Anthony Davis. All right. 925 just says that. No. Then the 209 says no to Paul George. He's crystal, meaning he's brittle.
74 games, baby.
And then, of course, the 916 sticking it to me. Steiny, of course, hating on any potential move the moves Warriors make. Not exactly true.
No, you said you're okay with Paul George.
If you're going in that direction, which I don't like.
Right.
Go ahead. And I think Paul George is the most well-rounded of those kind of veteran players.
But they need
but
to do
I wouldn't
something.
Do it.
Yeah, I would.
36%. He's been plagued by injury.
But yet you won't give him credit for the recent year of 74.
Okay, at 74, that scares me.
But like that, everything does when it comes. The age scares you.
I mean, the bottom line is he's going to have to be healthy for this thing to work. 888-957-9570 is the number. Going to be a fun day. A lot of news trickling in, and we'll see how realistic the Paul George possibility is. NBA draft day is almost here, Warrior fans, and Steiny and Guru, we are going to be live at Chase Center on Thursday for day two and Golden State's 52nd overall pick. Steiny and Guru live at Chase Center. That's tomorrow on 95.7 The Game. 888-957-9570. What do you think about Paul George becoming a Golden State Warrior?
I can honestly say I'm sort of built for this.
We have a standard that's pretty evident that if things stay the same, you know, that's the definition of insanity, right? Keep doing the same thing, expecting a different result, so.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I thought they were a 54-win team if Draymond would have just not got suspended.
Yeah.
Was that from after the season, Evan? That was Steph Curry, by the way. He plays for the Warriors.
That was his definition of insanity quote.
Gotcha.
I think around the trade deadline.
All right.
Was irritated, Evan.
Here we go. You ready? Warrior fans, if you're just waking up, how does this make you feel? Brian Windhorst, ESPN. Take a listen.
Paul George, frankly, wants 4 years. He wants a full-out max. And there are a number of teams out there, I am told, that are prepared to give it to him, who are prepared to trade for him. One of those teams, potentially, is up the coast in Golden State.
Yay!
Golden State is big fish hunting. Remember, last trade deadline, they put a call in about LeBron James. They are sniffing around big deals. If Paul George is willing to leave, they would like to be an option for him. But any of these places that Paul would need to go via trade would have to get worked out with the Clippers and would have to get worked out by Saturday. The Clippers, I think, are in a position where they kind of want to call Paul's bluff that he would actually want to leave his hometown of L.A. So that's one of the most interesting things to watch in terms of stare downs between now and this weekend.
All right. That was Brian Windhorst, ESPN. Paul George has an opt-out. The talk is he may opt in, then demand a trade.
Mm.
At that point, the team that acquires him can extend him. But he's not going to go to a place that won't extend him. So if the Golden State Warriors plan on extending him, and he wants to go to the Warriors, then it looks like the Clippers and the Warriors have to try to make a deal, make
Come
a trade.
To the Bay, man.
But the thing is, if the Clippers don't have an interest in what the Warriors have, then it's going to be tricky. Then they're either going to need to get a third team involved or, I don't know. Paul George would have to opt out and the Warriors would have to figure out a way to acquire him. But I don't know how that would work. They're up against it money-wise.
No doubt. And the Clippers getting the new arena this season, Steiny, I believe in Inglewood. And why wouldn't you want Jonathan Kuminga to be a part of your future if you're going to get off of Paul George? or let him go.
888-957-9570. This is from the Xfinity Mobile text line. If you're thinking about going after and extending Paul George, you have to bring Klay Thompson back. And the only team this thing needs is a couple legit seven-footers. They have everything else. If Klay Thompson, he wants Klay Thompson to stay if Paul George comes. Why would the Warriors have to give anything up for Paul George? He can opt out of his contract. Well, the problem is that then do the Warriors have enough money to pay him?
Yeah.
If he's just a free agent. Let's go to Rick. Rick's in San Carlos. Hey, Rick, how you doing?
Doing good. How you guys doing?
Doing well.
Okay. I got just one question for you. How sure are we that the addition of PG-13 will outweigh the young players we're going to lose in the trade? And everyone seems to be weighing this deal as if the young guys are static. And so how are we sure that these guys won't show huge improvement from last year?
Yeah. What do you think, Rick? Because I don't know how good these guys are going to be. I don't. But I think you're right. I've been telling people this, and a lot of people disagree with me. I do worry about this team in a couple years. How much do you worry about this team in a couple years?
Yeah. I mean, I understand. We got to go for a run or try to make things happen. I don't think we need to stay completely the way we were last year. I'm just hoping for small improvements, or maybe not small, medium improvements. I don't know that sinking all of our chips all in on one guy is the way we're going to do it.
Yeah. Well, a bird in the hand is better than three in the bush, and I think Paul George, Donnie, is better than any of our young guys, so that's why I'd be willing to do it.
Certainly is right now.
Yeah.
I think everyone would agree with that.
But the reality of this situation is everybody knows this thing is not – it's almost it's the Steph Curry era, Stani, as much as I love it and I'm maximizing every moment that we have left, it's not going to be here forever. And if you look at it through that prism, you understand – don't worry about 4 or 5 years from now. If you're a fan, Joe Lacob and Kirk Lacob and company and Mike, they'll do that. But right now, it's about, you know, the big three or big two and trying to maximize that and what's left of it.
Okay. I mean, that's the way to attack it, approach it. I mean,
because I don't want to jump off a cliff thinking about the after Steph.
Talk to me after Steph if you stink with no picks.
But you stunk with Steph technically because you didn't make the playoffs.
Well, and that's we could go in circles on this.
That's a nightmare.
Right. So in other words, this guy's so great, Steph Curry, you didn't make the playoffs, but one guy's going to make it into a championship contender.
Well, the whole premise on that, Stani, is you're giving him help.
When did we start talking about giving number ones help?
Well, LeBron's always had Kyrie, Anthony Davis. Nobody said help. You help me, I help you.
Yeah, Bird and Magic.
We're in that culture now in the league. Everybody's got
help. That's true. Yeah, you're right.
Anthony Edwards needs more help.
You just say Magic didn't have help?
No, he never begged for it.
It sounded like he never begged for it.
Where's the other one I wanted to talk about here? Oh, so remember last, what do you make of this, Goo? Remember last year, the second the Warriors season was over, we got to have Draymond back. Steve Kerr, we got to have Draymond,
Went on the pod, went on his podcast.
Can't win without him.
Yep.
Well, where's that been with Klay Thompson? Oh, take a listen. Steve Kerr.
This is the way it works in the NBA and any professional sport. There's just going to be difficult moments, uncomfortable moments where money is involved, contracts, respect, however you want to put it. What I do know is that Klay has been such an integral part of everything around here. Obviously, multi-time champion, but even more than that, just someone who has such a great connection with the Bay Area, with with the franchise, with his teammates. And so we want Clay back desperately. I want him back desperately. You know, we will have our conversations, and he's got to make whatever decision he makes. But we really want him back. He's Clay Thompson.
I hear you talking, Coach. I love you to death, but money talks. Shout out Charlie Sheen and Chris Tucker. And Steiny, if you really want him back, the powers to be, it wouldn't be this quiet or crickets on the home front, right?
My question is, do you believe him? Do you really believe
him? I believe his heart wants him back.
I don't believe they want him back desperately.
Oh, all right. Wow.
I don't.
Yeah. Well, because then he would have his money.
Exactly.
You're right.
Exactly.
I'll meet you there.
He would have done what Malik Monk did. Yeah. He would have signed an extension.
When do you think we really find out, Steiny, that this is it's over?
What is over?
If I see you by Monday, are
July
you like...
July 2nd.
Oh, so you... Okay, well...
I actually do think something will happen pretty fast with Clay.
He's got to be seething, man.
Well, if he's seething, that means the Warriors haven't. That if he's seething, it means the Warriors don't want him back, which means Steve Kerr's not telling the truth. Like, why would Steve... Why would... Like, there's no reason for Clay Thompson to seethe if the Warriors are showing him that they desperately want him back.
Wow.
Clearly, they're not. Look... Here, I believe the Warriors are just saying the right things about Clay. I don't think they desperately want him back. What about you guys? 888-957-9570.
I ain't mad at you on that one.
Paul George is the big name. That's I know what I wanted to throw at you. See, this is where I just want to get a feel for Warrior fans and how many of them are like me. And are just, you know, worry about down the line, and how many are kind of like you who are, it's all about the present. And here's what I mean. I'm going to use this generally. The New York Knicks just got Mikal Bridges.
Damn.
Really good player. They gave up 4 unprotected number one picks for him. If I tell you in 2 days that the Warriors have acquired Paul George... And it cost them 2 of their young players, let's say Kuminga and Moody, and they gave up a couple first-round unprotected picks in 26 and 28. Would you be willing to do that deal? Would you be willing to take on a Paul George, pay him for 4 years, and know that you're going to give some unprotected picks to the LA Clippers?
Sonny, you'll be proud of me. The Knicks are different because they're younger. So I say that to take you down the avenue of they could last longer by tricking those picks off because they're kind of still in their prime, a lot of their guys. But here in Golden State, it would hurt because you feel like that window is not going to be open for a long time, so you'll feel the brunt of losing those picks. But when it's all said and done, what just transpired last season cannot happen again, and I think Paul George is worth it. And when Curry and Dre are gone, that'll be what we call the total rebuild, and we'll deal with it then. So I would be willing to meet that price, Donnie.
You know, you say we'll deal with it then, but if you're dealing with 2 straight 25-win years, you're not going to be happy. You're just not. And you're like, let's not kid ourselves. If the Warriors are a 25-win team 2 or 3 years down the line, but they didn't win a title this year, I don't think we're going to be saying, well, it's still fine. We had to do that for Curry. When you're winning 25, 26 games, we're going to be pissed.
Even when, let's say they don't win another title, you sit back and think of 4 parades. You don't think a fan, even the diehardest of them all, be like, you know what, there was a we're cool. We're cool.
Dublin Marge on the YouTube chat. It's not the same deal. The Knicks have more picks, and Mikal Bridges is younger. So I think what Dublin Marge is saying is it wouldn't take 4. Fair enough. That's why I threw 2 out there. But there have been a lot of deals over the last year where teams are parting with those first-rounders.
Yeah, yeah.
So 888-957-9570. Are you for the Golden State Warriors getting Paul George? It's that simple. Because they're in on him,
yeah,
according to multiple reports. Or is it something that, as Evan Giddings would say, boy, you hate to see it? You hate to see him going after Paul George.
Well, what I hate to see using Evan's line is him not make the playoffs and go through what we just went through.
Well, again,
I still haven't gotten over it. How weird and awkward was it?
But okay, so this is what I don't.
It can't happen again.
Why not?
Under Steph Curry's watch.
Why not?
Because then something went wrong. Some calculations, something went wrong.
Okay, you went into this season thinking they could win a title.
Yes,
they didn't even make the playoffs. Now you're sitting here. They're in a tricky spot. They're in a very tricky spot. But you're like it's possible they might not make the playoffs.
Right, but like, I'm being real.
But I am being real, too. Like,
it was tricky why they didn't make the playoffs if you really feel that Draymond's absence in regard to his suspensions threw everything off. Okay. That's a reality.
Okay.
And I get both, you know, somebody saying, "Goo, that ain't," but it is. And that's why I feel like this team, it's not indicative of who they really were, man. Yeah, they got 10th. They earned every part of it. But there was some fluke stuff, I believe, that won't happen again with Draymond being on his best behavior, man.
Like, do you realize how ludicrous that sounds?
And they signed them up. They signed up for this, so it's not just me doing it, man.
So
they did it.
That's fine. But do you, like, you're really gonna sit there and say Draymond will be on his best behavior?
Now, I'm not saying
like, I can't
getting
get
thrown out of
that
game or getting suspended. That's gonna happen. But I'm talking about missing a chunk of the season like he did
why would you think that, though?
Because he's got to grow up, and they didn't make the playoffs, and somebody should be, "Hey, dude, you know,
that'll work.
Your ass is the reason we didn't make it."
That'll work.
You can sit here and blame Clay and Wiggins. Your ass is the reason we didn't make it. You can't do that again.
Okay. You know what?
You guys
are right. I'll be a good boy. I mean, come on.
But that's what they signed up for.
This is where I differ from other people, too. I don't think guys get a 4-year contract and then say, "Okay, I'm going to be on my best behavior." I think they say, "I got a 4-year contract. I'm set."
Wow.
I'm set.
So
it's my last
screw
deal.
Up?
Well, the stakes are a lot lower.
And when you come at me,
why did Draymond Green?
I go at the team.
Why did Draymond? Okay,
like they signed up for. You're right.
So you're not going to hold Draymond accountable?
No, I'm saying I think the shenanigans are over. I think there is a Paul Steiny to where he's looking around saying, "You know what? Doing podcasts, being on TNT. I thought the joke was on him when he was going at Gobert because his team wasn't in the playoffs and he had a lot to do with that. But I think highly of the player and Steiny. I think he's going to grow up, man. And Horace Bird on the YouTube chat telling me, "Guru, you're way off." For what? I'm not trusting the guy.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are trusting the guy. And I feel like he may not get suspended. I'm willing to say, you know what? He may not get suspended. But I'm not willing to say, well, he will definitely be on his best behavior. I mean, how stupid do you think
I am? I'm not Nostradamus.
Exactly.
I'm hoping that, and that's what
he's 0 for 2.
Yeah.
He's 0 for 2.
Well,
he punched a guy 2 years ago, and he got suspended
for
27 games.
But you know
you're
talking to me, the listeners, and the organization, because they're doing the same thing I'm doing, buddy, is hoping this man can contain himself.
Well, but that's the point. If I am the Golden State Warriors, as of right now, I'll be damned if I'm looking at the next 3 years saying, well, Draymond's just going to play 70, 75 games a year. Like, you have to allow for the fact that he might not, I think. 888-957-9570 is the number. Paul George, in or out? In or out on Paul George? It's that simple. You like Paul George, the player. Michigan man, he's in the city. What's up, Michigan man? How you doing, man?
Hey, how you guys doing, Steiny Goo? Nice to see you back, dude.
Right on,
all
man.
All healthy?
Yes, sir.
Feeling good, being yourself. The only thing is, I think you're still on some of those meds, and it's doing some things to your head.
Who, me or Goo?
Me.
What in the world are you talking about signing PG to $200 million when he's 35 years old? What are you doing?
Trying to win a chip.
Well, giving PG 200 million when he averages 55 games a year for 5 years. That's a worse deal than Draymond's deal. You're complaining about Draymond's deal being a bad deal that screwed everything up. This is even worse.
Listen, I love you. I just don't like you guys, you and Steiny, and you in particular, both of you, coming at me as if this is my decision. You guys got to keep this same energy and put that bad boy to Joe Lacob and Mike Dunleavy, because they are the ones that are going to pull the trigger if this happens. But from a basketball standpoint, it's not your money. I'm worried about next season, and Paul George in a Warrior uniform makes them more competitive than the Warriors that we saw last year.
According to you.
Yeah.
That's your opinion.
No, that's a fact.
No,
there's no way Paul George comes here, Steiny, and they miss the playoffs. There's no way.
Are you crazy?
This team is devoid of talent, and Paul George will make them better. Quit worrying about tomorrow and 5 years from now, and none of us might be around. Let's worry about next year, and Paul George helps us. Quit living like that, because you don't know if you're going to be around. Cash in the chip. Let's go. They need to make the playoffs, and people picking the phone up like the Warriors is their checkbook. We want to make the playoffs, and Paul George, it helps us do that. Let's go.
Yeah, you think it does.
It does. You're worried about that. We don't know what's going to happen. Draymond, they signed up for the Draymond experience. They got to hope he keeps himself in check. We cannot sit here and not go outside when it's sunny, waiting on the rain. You gotta go live.
Before the season started, you thought the Warriors were gonna make the playoffs, right?
I did.
They didn't. So I don't care that you think they're gonna make the playoffs
and
for
sure. I don't care if you don't care.
Well, I'm just saying.
I'm just telling you how I feel and the Warriors feel. Maybe Paul George can help them be a better basketball
team.
Thank
you. You just said maybe. That's what I wanted to hear. Well, then don't say there's no way they miss the playoffs if they get Paul George. I mean, guys could get hurt. Like, and I'm just gonna tell you, like, is Paul George is a hell of a player. I don't know how it would work. I'm not, like, if you're asking me, Steiny, do you think the Warriors will make the playoffs with Paul George? I'd be like, yeah, probably.
Right.
But who knows? Right.
And that's why, Steiny, I'm doing what you do. You're right. But you feel better about it?
Do you?
I don't
necessarily feel better getting older. I don't.
But you, okay, go ahead.
No, I understand the direction they're going in, but to me, and again, if you're asking me to take on a 34, 35-year-old player, I'd probably say, fine, bring on Paul George. I don't like the idea. I think their options are really limited right now, Steiny.
To be honest.
Okay, well then, but Mike Dunleavy was at the podium yesterday and talked about patience, patience, patience. So,
and then we get this report. You know, if accurate, that they're going big.
I don't know why I said fish.
Big game hunting.
I'm sure they probably are. 888-957-9570 is the number. Are you as adamant as Goo about getting Paul George in here?
And I started you. It's so funny, man. You're a master at.
What?
It's 50-50, but you're 50-50. You have the energy like it's 90-10. And I'm just saying, you're right. There's a possibility they can bring in Paul George Butler and not make the offs. It's highly unlikely.
I disagree.
But I would feel better about my Warriors and our Warriors if they make a move like this.
That's fine.
And I think you and a lot of people are leaving Steph and Dre. And that championship pedigree, you're kind of leaving them for dead. If they get a caliber player of a Paul George, PG-13, I'm not saying where they can go, but they'll be a problem.
You think they will.
You thought they
were going to win a title
so
a year ago today.
I own that.
And they didn't make the playoffs.
And I'm not by myself.
I mean, oh, my God. The thought of next year, like – What if I, you know who Paul George might be? You know who he might be?
Give it to him.
Blake Snell. He might be Blake Snell.
And that would be bad.
Well, you don't just trade for Paul George without worrying about the future.
Dagger had a great text on the chat. The Curry window should be the agenda. And I think that's what this move signals.
There's also a super chat. Thanks to Ion for $10 saying, Goo, you're on fire.
Oh, boy. I'm just happy. I don't know what I'm happy for. There's no baby yet. We might be pregnant. But hopefully something happens and they get a player. And if he's Paul George, I'm excited. And you know what, Stoney? I'm one of those dudes. It may not work, but I know, unlike the Giants, they tried.
Right, but if it doesn't work, you're going to come back in 2 years and be super pissed and not acknowledge what they did a year or two before to put him in that position, and you will hold it against them at that time for something that you agree with them doing now, I think.
I think you've been with me 6 years. I don't live like that.
If they are not a good team in a couple years with no draft picks and no Steph Curry, you're going to hold it against them. You're going to hold it against the Warriors.
The dynasty. I'm kind of expecting that, and that's why I'm all in, ready to get naked and jump in the pool, because let's throw everything at this last chance. And when that day comes, Steiny, we had a good run.
Okay. I know. That's what Goo wants. I'm not saying I don't want it. It is obviously an avenue they're thinking of going down. I'll probably repeat this a lot over the summer. I hate the idea of having three or four guys on this team that you're counting on more than any other players on the team to make it through a whole year and the playoffs. We saw what a grind those are. And I just think it's unrealistic to think that three 35-year-olds are going to be able to last that long and play at that high a level for the entire season. 888-957-9570 is the number. The NBA draft is today. First round starts at 5 p.m. On Wednesday, and the second round begins at 1 o'clock on Thursday. We are going to be live tomorrow at Warriors headquarters. Willard and Dibs, they are there at 2 o'clock today at Thrive City, if you want to go down and check them out. Willard and Dibs at Thrive City today. Steiny and Goo tomorrow. 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment sponsored by Safeway.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.